the other thing that has started happening is I'm getting cold inside the house, especially if the air conditioner is blowing on me. And, you know, it's 90, it's in the 90s here, and we have the air conditioning on. So I'm cold all the time. So I get out of the shower, and it's in the morning, and of course I'm cold, and I have started blow drying my body. Well, this is a thing, and I may have mentioned this before, but the only people I've ever seen blow drying their body is old men in their, I don't know, we'll say 80s. To make it far away from anybody I know. But young men or old men in their 80s at a gym, in the gym locker room, they're standing there, and usually the outlets are next to the mirrors and the sinks. So you have a completely naked old man blow drying his balls, basically. And I always thought, I just use a towel. Is that an old man thing? Or like, what is it? But I have found myself starting to use a blow dryer, and it feels great because you feel drier and you don't feel like your clothes are sticking to you. And, you know, like when you start putting your clothes on, because you can only get so dry, I find, with the towel.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm getting cold. I may have mentioned this before. I'm cold all the time.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4602. I say chew. Of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 30th of...
Pray, September.
2025, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A show. Y'all, I've got a list, Big Fatty, that just means it'll be a train wreck. Well, probably so.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, farewellers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're farewellers today. Big Fatty, it's easy for you to say. No, not really. Easier than anyway. We are saying farewell today. Because, y'all, tomorrow is rabbit for Gay Crema Month. But, y'all, we are saying farewell to...
Pray, September.
Oh, Big Fatty, I don't know who's more excited. Well, probably everyone. I know Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle loves when
September
comes around. But, y'all, I'm sure many of you will be... happy when October is here. You know, that's Gay Crema Month. And y'all, speaking of Gay Crema, I'm kind of getting into the meat of the little show. Big Fatty, I didn't know there was meat. I was out doing my nipple walk on Sunday in Fat Acres, and y'all, 84 homes are decorated for Gay Crema. But y'all, when I was out on a Monday, just did a little bit of walking outside Monday, but y'all, there even more decorations, so I'll get you an updated count later in the week. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely.
Can turn the interwebs on with his smile. Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's Big Fatty and you should know it. With each segment which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a part, why don't you take it? You're gonna listen after all. You're gonna listen after all.
Meow. Big Fatty, I made the kitty sound.
You did. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, Veda and I, we recorded the LFC, and y'all, we had some testicle problems. And y'all, speaking of testicle problems, y'all, I've got to get a call into the technology help desk. Mr. Tim Kumal is my tech. Help desk, because my duo thing, what is that, duo something, to approve getting into the www, y'all, it stopped working unless I call the mechanical. I can't just get what are those called? The notification, I think, is what it's called. So Mr. Tim Kumar's going to have to help me with that. Y'all, it could be because of an update to the Macintosh. Oh, y'all, by the way, I don't know if you saw, but Miser's Lauren got herself a new iPhone, and yo, she was sad because she wanted to tell Archer about it. Well, you can go ahead and tell Archer. He'll just be jealous. Yes, Big Fatty. And Moose Peep got one too. He got the orange one, I think. The big mother. So we recorded that. And then the sports ball was on, and it ran over 2 minutes, which made the 60 minutes season premiere 2 minutes over. And but y'all, it was a good new season of 60 minutes. And y'all, then after that was over, y'all, it was time for the season finale of Big Brother. Yeah, Gussie and y'all, it was a 2-hour season finale of the Big Brother. And y'all, they recap the final head of household competition. Walt and y'all, I'm thankful to Miss Bacon for not giving me a spoiler on Monday morning, because y'all, quite frankly, it was 2 hours, and y'all, I couldn't stay awake long enough. So I, of course, recorded it on the VRC, and y'all, it was. I was pleased that she did not spoil it, so I'll try not to spoil it now. Y'all, I will just say that Larkin out there in the sack of tomatoes, California, said that clearly hell has frozen over. It was snowing in hell or something like that. I don't know. But y'all, I will tell you, the thing I did not like at all was when that Frankie Grande came back on. Y'all, he's embarrassing is what he is. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I did get up on Monday and, well, Sunday night, I slept like a baby and got up Monday morning, had my coffee. Y'all, I had a little sweet treat left over from the Rat World trip. And y'all, then, y'all, you know, we were getting ready to have the hurricane. Could have up to 10 to 12 inches of rain. Y'all, I think it sprinkled a little bit. But we've still got our first alert weather day. But we've been spied. We've been spied the hurricane that was off the coast. And so I did my nipple walking indoors. And while I was doing that, I watched the end of the Big Brother. Y'all, I was very pleased with the winner of the America's Favorite Award. My prediction, the winner was one of two people that I thought would win, and so I'm glad about that. And then y'all, they're already looking for contestants for next summer. And y'all, can you just imagine Granny being on there? He'd be everyone else would self-evict and leave him in there. Well, there may be some truth to that. One or two other things I want to mention about Rat World right now. Y'all, on Thursday, when we were in the Hollywood studios, I get a testimonium from my 34-year-old gentleman caller. Y'all, I hadn't seen him in months, I tell you. And he said, "Hey, Big Party, what are you doing?" And I said, "I'm at Rat World, but I'll be home on Friday." He says, "Well, once you get back, let's get together." And I'm sorry it's been so long, but work's been terrible. And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." So y'all, who knows? Anyway, so that was kind of nice. And y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention, I may have mentioned this before. Yes, Big Fatty, like Crooked Hat mentioning he's cold. Y'all, when we went to the Mickey's Not So Scary Gay Crema party, y'all, they gave you it was kind of a nice little bag for your trick-or-treat candies, and I told you they just scooped it all in there and everything. Well, y'all, I've taken a picture of all the candies that they gave just Big Fatty. Y'all, the bag was full, and so I'll put that up at noon today over there at the BFO. So take a look at that. Yes, Big Fatty. 9 out of 10 dentists approve of you eating all of it. Well, probably so. And y'all, one other thing that I wanted to mention to you is I am still using the new micro hoist that I bought down there in Flowrida, because y'all, I think it sounds pretty good, and it's much easier than the old micro hoist. And we all know that the new one that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, suggested wasn't connecting to the new what is that called? It's the MacBook. I'll call it the MacBook. If it sounds like crap, let me know. Big Fatty, it's just the content that's crap. Oh, okay. And I want to say one other thing, too, while I'm at it. You know, Crooked Hat is stuck over there in, I don't know if you knew this or not, he is stuck over there in Switzerland with the Yodelers. And so I just wanted to, I'm just looking for it here. Where is it? There it is. No, that's not it. Where is it? Okay, it's showing up soon. Well, I don't see it right now. But anyway, my new listener, whose name I'm sorry I can't remember off the top of my head, and I thought I had it right here. Let me just look one more time here. Real quick, like, oh, Big Fatty is nothing. Oh, EJ. He had had asked about getting on the hand map, and y'all, Crooked Hat, said he didn't have any problem getting on there, and I sent him EJ's message he was getting. So EJ, just remain calm. We've got to get Crooked Hat a new passport so he can get back over here to the U.S. of A. And then we'll start hounding him a bit about getting you on the ham map. So, Hendrick just closed his move ring as opposed to his mood ring. Big Fatty, his mood ring is, he's in need of some humpity bumpity. Well, yes. But, anyway, y'all, the other thing I was going to mention on, Monday morning, y'all, Miss Gail King and the crew, y'all, they were in their new studio, which is where their old studio used to be. You know, where it was the studio at the broadcast center up there in New York. And y'all, you know, used to show all the pretty brick and everything. Y'all, they've made it look like the old studio, but y'all, it is about a third the size of the Times Square studio. So they're all kind of learning how to do things and all this kind of stuff, and it's like a tiny house, but it's Miss Gail King's morning tiny house. But anyway, I enjoyed it nonetheless, and y'all, they've got a new opening. It's the same music, but a little sunshines and everything. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Buddy. Now, y'all, we've come to the end of this month, and we play this song every year on the last day, so enjoy.
Try to remember the kind of
septembre
when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of
septembre
when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of
septembre
when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
Pray.
Follow.
Deep in December, it's nice to remember without a hurt. The heart hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of
septembre
that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember
septembre
and follow.
Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'm probably gonna be heading over to Shady Pines, gotta report on the Rat World trip to the ladies. Y'all hadn't seen the nip since we got back on Friday, so, you know, who knows. But y'all, I think everybody had a good time, although Granny did say He thinks he's too old to come back, and y'all, I'm kind of there with him too. So, Dr. Stone, it may be never again for us too. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat and Adam. Can you give us an update of how things are going over there in Switzerland?
I'm getting cold. I may have mentioned this before. I'm cold all the time.
Give our best to Heidi and the goat. So yodi yodi yo.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619 Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.